This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
38 days, and Trump will be in. And I know you're going to talk more about this coming up in the next segment. But if you want me to, you want to take calls and ask what callers think, you're going to get more into some of these nominees. Rex Tillerson was previously anti-carbon tax, anti-global warming. They threatened to remove him, then he became for it. Trump says he's against it. I know his new EPA head is Attorney General of Oklahoma. He says it's a total fraud. Rick Perry was against carbon taxes. I don't like him for the Department of Energy. And so it goes on and on. This Marine Corps journal that was for Gitmo. I get not liking Al-Qaeda. I get the fact. But you got to have due process or it ends up being used against us. There's some problems with these appointments. But what I care about is he's bringing the jobs back, and I want to see what he does once he gets in office. The CIA and the globalists and Soros trying to block our election is front and center for me right now. That's what I'm focusing on. Trump goes sideways. We're going to keep him honest or die trying politically. But Wayne, other points.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who his pick is for CIA director. The word is that Carly Fiorina may be the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, but
no.
that CIA director is going to be very key because he's going to have somebody with the mandate to go in there and shake that place up. And the people who have been involved in domestic politics, partisan politics, have got to be shown the door. And it's going to be a very – they need a tough guy to do that, believe or woman.
Well, I tell you, they're arrogant to go up against Trump who they know is vindictive. At least he keeps score. Trying to keep him out, they've got to know that he's coming after him now.
Well, he knows how to say, you're fired. I mean, he did that on this reality show. So, we know he's capable of doing it. He's apparently done it with a couple of people who supported him and were on the transition team. So I think he
should scorched earth. I mean, basically, I think it's time for all the old both party people, anybody that didn't support him, gone.
You got to get William Binney.
William Binney is the head of the CIA.
I tell you, he's a tough guy. He stood up to the NSA and he said, this is against the Constitution.
And he ran the program against the Russians.
Yeah,
he's highly decorated.
He knows all the technical issues. He's not going to be gaslighted by these people.
Hey, what about William Binney for director of or CIA director?
I'm all for Bill Binney over there. He at least unlike some CIA directors, he knows how to drive there. He knows the directions, how to get to CIA quarters. I wonder about some of the past directors, whether they actually knew where to show up for work.
Now, what do you make of Hayden? He just comes off as a candy ass.
Oh, well, the NSA director, CIA director, I called him when he was ahead of NSA, I called it Hayden's Heroes. And I did a thing with Hogan. Colonel Hogan was. I mean, the guy's a joke. He didn't even know what the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution was at a speech he gave at the National Press Club. I don't know where they find these people. Look, Brennan's got to be one of the first guys. Of course, I hope that he doesn't convince Trump to keep him on in some temporary capacity.
If he keeps Brennan on when he's pulling all this with Trump, this is insane.
Yeah, he's going to have a dagger in his back.
And we now know that Brennan has authorized the jihadist rebels in Syria to have these shoulder-launched missiles. So, they can be used against Russian planes, of course.
Oh, yeah, but they're saying Trump only gets a weekly briefing, so if there's any terror attacks, it's his fault. No, it's Obama and Brennan's fault.
Yeah, so Brennan's wants them to shoot down Russian Su-34 fighters, but those same missiles can be used to bring down commercial aircraft. I mean, who's running that show up there at Langley? These are look, what Trump needs to do is he needs to say also the CIA is aiding and abetting terrorism in Syria and other countries.
Same thing he's been saying. Hillary's the founder of ISIS. All right. Thank you so much, Wayne Madsen. We'll talk to you soon.
Good to be with you.
I'm going to cut some reports for the Nightly News and get a lot of other stuff done. We've got little special intro coming in next segment, and Dave and I will be sitting right here taking over the transmission. Please support the broadcast. We're under attack because we're having an effect. I want to thank you all for your support. Spread that link, Infowars.com, and check those articles and videos out. There's new ones popping up every 5 minutes.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Historically, when governments move against free press, major wars and absolute horrors are committed against the people. As we speak, the European Union is openly calling to shut down the, quote, alt-right in the United States and is ordering Facebook, Google, and others to censor Infowars.com by name. If Infowars can be silenced, you can be silenced as well. Let's stand up for a free press. Let's stand up for free speech, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. That's what our Bill of Rights and Constitution are all about. That's why it's called the First Amendment. First, because it is the most important. If we shut down free speech, the light goes out of the world.
Thank you.
Okay, and of course that was that clip of all the people in Korea crying because their dear leader departed, and we saw the beginning of that Hillary Clinton dressed in purple, because whenever she bothers to comb her hair and go outside the apartment, she always wears purple now, because that's the way they're going to roll. Look, we have to understand the narrative and how this thing has progressed. Understand that at the very next day after the election, what do we have? We had riots. Then they moved from that to recounts, and now we have this attack with the Electoral College. Remember, first it was an attack on the Electoral College. They said, how dare we even have an Electoral College? How undemocratic to have an Electoral College. Why don't we just have the people make the decision? And now, look at what they've done. They flipped it. They said, no, we need the Electoral College to make the correct decision and overrule what the people voted for, state by state. That's what these electors here in Texas and other places are saying. We don't care that there are millions of Texans who voted for Donald Trump. No, the guy who wasn't on the ballot, the elector that I didn't see on the ballot, is going to say, no, I'm going to make the decision for you because you didn't get the right answer. Same thing we saw at the Republican convention, pushing the delegates to do that, the elites doing that. They came out, they said, we don't want to have an electoral college because it's undemocratic, and now they want to throw away your democratic vote using the electoral college. You see how they switch it? Remember how they were talking about how globalism was nothing but a conspiracy theory? Then during this election, they came out and they said, no, no, globalism is a good thing. You should want globalism. Look at all the advantages of globalism. And then when they got defeated on globalism versus Americanism, they came back and said globalism is a conspiracy theory again. See, they change whatever they're saying to fit their agenda time and again. And we need to understand, when we look at what happened with the NDAA, and again, you want to talk about fake news? Let's talk about the NDAA. That is fake security. It's not real security. When they take away your Fourth Amendment, when they take away your due process, when they say we're going to have indefinite detention without trial, that's fake security. When you sacrifice your liberty, when you sacrifice your fundamental human rights, your protections against government abuses for the promise of security, you'll never get safe. You'll never have security. As I've said many times, when you give up your liberty and your freedom and your dignity as a human being, to that extent, you become a nameless slave. And nameless slaves are never safe. They're never secure. And yet we have these same people, like Senator Rob Portman, who, if you remember going back to the election, he came out and he endorsed Donald Trump. And then the beginning of October, he said, no, 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 I have to withdraw my support of Donald Trump. This is the same guy who is a co-author of this propaganda bill, turning the State Department into a ministry of truth. How Orwellian. Listen to this. A State Department is going to coordinate and synchronize counter-propaganda efforts. Again, this is an article by Zero Hedge that's up on InfoWars.com. Senate quietly passes the quote-unquote Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. This is something that was put together by Rob Portman and a Democrat, Chris Murphy of Connecticut. They put this thing together, and then on Thursday, before the vote on Friday for the NDAA, they quietly snuck this thing in. So they can stick all this stuff in to these security bills because they know that virtually everybody is going to vote for the Defense Authorization Act. That's what funds the military. So they load this up, not with pork spending anymore, but with liberty-killing amendments, the place where they hung out with the indefinite detention. Now they're sticking in the Orwellian Truth Department, okay, that's going to put out fact-based narratives. And, of course, this is all going to save us from foreigners using fear of others. You know, the Ausländer, that's the way the Germans did it. That's the way Adolf Hitler did it. You know, the foreigner. Got to save us from the foreigners. So they're going to set up the State Department. They're going to coordinate and synchronize counter-propaganda efforts. Well, those are actually propaganda efforts, aren't they? They're not truth. They're going to be the ones who determine what is fact and what is fake. And they're going to fund this, guess what, through contracts to NGOs. Does that sound familiar? That's the way George Soros operates in his color revolutions, is through NGOs. And, of course, it's also the way George Soros operates to delegitimize elections. That's where the color revolutions always began. We've been saying this from right after the election, as soon as they started the riots, we said, oh, this looks familiar, doesn't it? Getting irate, ignorant, useful idiots, college students typically, because that's the best way to describe most of the college students, using them to start a revolution and to say that the election is not legitimate. So they've moved from riots to recounts And now they're moving to the Electoral College saying, well, you know, we didn't like that Electoral College. We just wanted to have a direct election. But now we're going to throw out the votes of the general people. Listen to what they're saying. They're going to fund and train local journalists. They're going to provide grants. This is State Department. They're going to provide grants and contracts to NGOs, to civil society organizations, to think tanks, to private sector companies, to media organizations, and other experts outside the U.S. government, but people who will be part of the U.S. government's propaganda expert. They're going to privatize. It's going to be a public-private partnership for propaganda. That's precisely what this is, folks. You want to know what it is? That's what it is. That's the thing we have to watch out for when it comes to our infrastructure, these private-public partnerships, which is just a fancy name for crony capitalism. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to create a private-public partnership for propaganda, the PPPP. That's what it's really going to be. Let's just talk about it and understand that's where this is. And let's understand that this is not a reaction to the hack of the DNC emails. This has been in development for multiple years. This has been in development since before I came to InfoWars. And I've been here for 4 years. And then it hit the big time in 2013 when they repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, which authorized Voice of America and these other propaganda organizations, but said, no, you're not going to put that fake crap here in America. But now they want the fake crap here in America. They want to fund it big time, big league, okay, big league. Let's go to some of your comments here. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about conflict of interest because I have never heard so much talk of conflict of interest. That's why it makes me, that when they criticize whoever Trump picks for his cabinet, mm-hmm. that's what let me know that people are actually going to do their job. It's somebody that they would accept or like wholeheartedly that I would have a problem with, because it seems like to me that they're just having a fit because they know these people are finally going to put the money that's been going to these fat cats in the right place. And I think that's a big problem that's really got them on scared factor.
Well, that's the one thing that they can say about somebody who actually knows something about the area that they would be regulating. Now, of course, we've seen with the attorney general that was put in place of the EPA, they're not going to be able to get conflict of interest against him because he's not really come from a business background. But it's very important to have people who actually know how the world works rather than a community organizer. And I thought it was interesting. You talk about conflict of interest. Rand Paul came out this weekend when he was interviewed and he said, hey, I don't think it's really fair to require Donald Trump to try in a fire sale to divest himself of all of these many different industries that he's involved in. He goes, people knew that he owned all these companies when they voted for him. I mean, how do you feel about that? I think that is going to be a major line of attack on Donald Trump once he becomes president. They're going to come after him, as you pointed out, with conflict of interest on this and conflict of interest on that. They're going to be finding a conflict of interest in everything that he does.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It just seems like to me like they're just making a big fuss out of nothing. You know, we never had anything like this. It just seems like, to me, it's easy to tell that a lot of people that don't want him to let the money go to the right places that they need to be. And for you personally, keep making them run.
All right. Yeah, they're not going to stop in terms of trying to delegitimize everything that Donald Trump does, not only the election, but this. And this is the way it's going to roll. I want to take more of your calls in the next segment. Again, that number is going to be 800-259-9231. And remind you that we have massive sales. This is the way we support our operation, so that we're not held hostage by boycotts from Kellogg's and others. We offer you the very best products, and right now we've got free shipping store-wide, and we have discounts up to 50%. That's the way we fund our operation. We really appreciate your support. It keeps us independent of these people, and we are the tip of the spear. You understand? They started this whole thing years ago. They started it before the election, and it wouldn't be about Donald Trump at this moment. It would simply be about us, but we're number two in line because they already started talking about Alex Jones and InfoWars, majored on us all of last week. They're trying to delegitimize any voices except the government-approved media. So stay with us. We're going to be right back with your phone calls.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law.
Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Night, your host this hour. We go back to our callers, Mike, Joshua, Bob, Mike, Antoine. Hang on, I'm going to get to you in just a moment. As I was mentioning before we went to the break, now is the time that we really need your support. We are taking the brunt of the attacks, as you saw last week, in terms of the attacks on free speech. This is an all-out attack on free speech. I don't think this had anything to do, as I pointed out many times, this is something that's been rolling out for years. This was the time they were really going to make this fall into line. Because Hillary Clinton didn't win, because you didn't buy their phony narrative, because Donald Trump won. He is now taking the brunt of this. They're trying to delegitimize his election, and they're trying to delegitimize the press and social media, talking about how social media was weaponized in this last election. That means you, folks. They're coming after you. They want to shut down your speech. They want to shut down our speech. They want to shut down InfoWars. So we need your support. We're grateful for your support, and we have now taken all of the 2016 Christmas Super Sale specials live now at InfoWarsLife.com. And let me tell you, these are massive discounts, up to 50% off. Let me just give you a few examples of this. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 50% off Silver Bullet. Brain Force Plus, 30% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 25% off. That's very essential, especially this time of year when you don't get the natural vitamin D that you would normally get with the sun exposure because of winter, because you're indoors more, because you're more bundled up. This is very important to keep up your vitamin D3 levels. And again, it's a very good source of vitamin D3, not the synthetic stuff, not the D2 that you get with a lot of supplements. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. 30% off BioTrue Selenium, a very essential mineral for you to have. And, of course, store-wide free shipping on everything. Everything. Free shipping. That's our Christmas super sale. We have now taken it live at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a 360 win, folks. We have to fight this together, just as we have to support Donald Trump as he is being attacked with this false narrative about the election. I just cannot believe how they're using and abusing and misrepresenting the Electoral College. It's absolutely amazing. But I want to get your comments. Let's go to Mike in England. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, David.
Hey.
Hey, this is great analysis. I always look forward to your opening analysis. It's great. I spoke, actually, it's been a couple months now. I spoke to the presidential press office for Putin. And they said they'd be open to an interview, and you guys would be the perfect ones to do it. And I think this is part of what Alex was asking earlier, you know, what do we do to go on the offense? I think going on the offense is actually putting Putin's face on American TVs and having an interview on an American platform where people can actually see him and hear him, because he's a statesman in contrast to the jokers and clowns that we have, the embarrassments that we have.
Yeah,
States.
It would be interesting. I know when they asked Putin about the training exercises that they said were going on right at the border, you know, this massive buildup of NATO exercises. Well, this is just training. There's no message behind this. And they just started laughing like, come on, I'm not that stupid. Nobody is that stupid. We understand when that's being done that it is intimidation. And, you know, quite frankly, right after the election, I covered this. There was a town, it was a Daily Mail story. There was a town in Russia, and the people there started a petition wanting to rename a street to Donald Trump. Interestingly enough, the name of the street now is Godless Street. It was named that by the communists because they were proudly atheist and they wanted to put that out there. So they named the street Godless Street. So they want to change the name from Godless Street to Donald Trump Street. That was their petition. Why? Because they realized that the Obama administration, that Hillary Clinton, that the globalists, both Republicans and Democrats, had put a loaded gun to their head. They're trying to push not only for a Russian reset, which is a reset of the Cold War, but they wanted to push right up to the brink of World War III. And they feel like they understand what it's like. They're not naive like Americans. They felt the full brunt of World War II in their country. You know, the closest that we got was Pearl Harbor, and that was something that really, we just passed that anniversary. Americans, that had a big effect on them. I remember my parents talking about that. That was the time that they were just a young married couple when that happened, and my dad then signed up to the military. That was something that they lived through, but that was not anything at all like what the Russian people lived through in World War II. So they took it very seriously. All of this beating the drums of war that were done by Obama and Hillary Clinton, and they believe that they dodged the bullet. I also was interviewed by a Russian press organization, Zargrad TV, and they felt the same way. They were ecstatic that Donald Trump had won. Well, he hasn't become president yet, as Michael Moore pointed out. And we have to understand what their tactics are, and I hope he will directly confront their tactics and talk about it, just as he did the attempt to overthrow the election at the primary level. That's what they're trying again now. It didn't work then. I don't think it's going to work now, but we're going to have to directly confront it. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. I'm David Knight.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children?
With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this fourth hour. We're taking your phone calls, and if you want to call in and comment on what's going on with the attacks about the illegitimacy of the election, the Electoral College, or comment on the cabinet picks that we've seen Donald Trump pick so far, or some of the ones that are coming up, that number is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Let's go to Joshua in Georgia. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, David, and God bless you guys for everything you guys are doing. Wanted to talk about this illusion that's being put out by, I guess, what we like to call the cuckservatives that are continually being put on CNN, ABC. You know, back in the day in 2009 and 2010, I used to listen to Glenn Beck on Fox News, and then I was introduced to you guys by a buddy of mine, and I've been listening to you guys ever since. I saw that Glenn Beck, you really utilized a lot of your information almost verbatim.
There was a guy back when I first started here, we had a film contest that Alex put in. If you remember, it was about $100,000. There was a guy, I think it was out of Australia, and he basically put a clip of Alex saying something with a date, and then Glenn Beck saying it like 6 months or a year or 2 years later, exactly the same thing, put them back to back. It was pretty amazing to document that. But of course, Rolling Stone did the same thing as well. Go ahead.
Yes. And so now Glenn Beck has changed his course. Obviously, he keeps attacking Alex Jones. He attacks Breitbart, attacks Drudge, says he's a conservative, but now is going on ABC and CNN and apologizing, saying he's made mistakes, and to beware of the alt-right and to beware of Richard Spencer, saying that him and Steve Bannon are white nationalists, and he's quoting from the LA Times. He's saying he has all this documentation about them, and really putting a lot of misinformation out there, but I can't verify stuff he's saying. Do you know anything about this Richard Spencer guy?
No, I don't know anything about him, and I don't like the label alt-right. I don't accept that label for myself. I'm a libertarian, actually a paleo-libertarian, if you want to get more specific about it. Hey, I wonder what Glenn Beck thinks about his false messiah, Ted Cruz. You know, false messiah Ted Cruz voted for the NDAA on Friday. See, we've seen, haven't we, the Sixth Amendment, our due process amendment, shredded by the NDAA when it first was put in there. What was that, on the 2012, I think. They put that in there to say you're going to have indefinite detention by the military without trial. That was something that a few people spoke out against, but not Ted Cruz anymore. And now when they come out and say we're going to turn the State Department into an official propaganda unit, and we're going to let them allocate money to preferred private organizations and NGOs, then Ted Cruz votes for that as well. So he's now voted for the shredding of the Sixth Amendment, the shredding of the First Amendment, and this is a guy who said he was all about the Constitution. What a fraud, and what a fraud Glenn Beck is for saying that he had a word from God, that God had chosen Ted Cruz to be president, the false messiah. So I've seen this from Glenn Beck. I saw the lies that he was putting out about what happened at the Bundy standoff. I saw how he tried to apply the label of sovereign citizen to Cliven Bundy, who had absolutely no idea that that was a loaded term that had been loaded up by law enforcement to sound like he was a dangerous revolutionary. He tried to throw him under the bus with that. And now he's out there using loaded terms like the alt-right, trying to paint other people in the media as racist. This is the tactic of Glenn Beck. This guy has been a phony conservative, a phony libertarian, a phony Christian from day one. Everything about that man is phony and a lie. And so I'm not surprised at all that he's out there whoring himself out to the mainstream media, anybody that will put him on, because his media empire is collapsing and he's looking for a job. That's about all I got. So you want to say anything else, Joshua?
No, I would love to hear your viewpoints. I know you guys really do the in-depth research. He keeps bringing up a gentleman named Richard Spencer having a relationship with Breitbart and Steve Bannon, and that's where he's really trying to hone in on the alt-right being this racist thing, and he's really selling this thing on a daily basis. If you guys were able to potentially put a piece together on that, and just so I can send that out to my conservative friends that keep trying to debate me, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that some of the people who are white nationalists have proudly embraced the label alt-right. And I haven't seen any definition of it, but I know that's the way that they're trying to paint everybody who takes that label. I'm not alternate, and I'm not right-wing. When I was a libertarian, I took a great deal of exception to people who called me a right-wing nut. I said, I'm not right-wing. I'm a libertarian. I reject your false left-right dichotomy, and I'm not a nut either, okay? We back up what we have to say here, unlike Glenn Beck, but we know exactly what he's about. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, go ahead.
David, it's great to talk to you. I have an interesting story about that demagogue Glenn Beck, but first I wanted to talk about something a little bit different. I consider myself a foot soldier in the information war, and as a foot soldier, I know that I'm not always going to get direction from above, so I have to figure out what I can do on my own. Mm-hmm. And what I did this morning was I called my Democratic congressman and wanted to know what they're going to do about the people that are trying to commit treason in a Democratic Party. I think we have to put pressure on Congress wherever we have an opportunity. And I'm also going to be making up my sign. Trump is my president. I live close enough to D.C., maybe 5 hours. I'm going to be driving down there, and I will be on the steps of Congress now and then.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Remember how they were saying before the election, when we were talking about concerns that we had about electronic voting machines, concerns we had about voter fraud, allowing people who are not legitimate voters to come in and vote, and they were shutting these things down. We said, wait, you shouldn't be doing that. And they said, how dare you question the legitimacy of the election? That is treason if you do that sort of thing. And now who is doing it? They're doing it. At the same time, immediately after the election, They were coming out and saying, oh, this is horrible. We have an electoral college, and Hillary Clinton is winning by 500,000, by 1,000,000, by 1.5 million, by 2. It just kept going up, right, because it was being padded by these corrupt jurisdictions. And that's precisely what the electoral college was set up to avoid. And so now they're saying, no, we want the electoral college to overturn what the voters did. First they were complaining that the Electoral College was going to overturn what the voters did. Now they're saying they want the Electoral College to overturn what the voters did. See, they changed their position to get what they want. And there's no consistency in what they say, and there's no truth in what they say. And, of course, it's all politically motivated. We see the electors who are now calling for a briefing by the CIA. It's the daughter of Nancy Pelosi is part of this group that's calling for it. Okay, that's the way this thing is rolling out. It is nothing other than an attempt to discredit the election, and they will say one thing this week, and they will say 180 degrees different next week. They'll completely switch and reverse their opinion. Anything that they can to disrupt the election, to delegitimize Donald Trump's election, and that's why he needs to go on the attack. He needs to address this directly. We've seen this happen before at the primary level, and they're doing it again. This is a very dangerous thing, and as I said before, I think they believe they can get away with it, or they would not be coming out and saying this in the way that they are. People in the CIA coming out and saying that, that's a very amazing thing. Thank you, Bob. Was there anything else that you wanted to say?
Yeah, we have the greatest country in the world, and now's not the time to sit back. If you can think of something to do to put the word out, sign Alex's petition or whatever, but now's the time to act. But I wanted to tell you something about Mr. Glenn Beck. I think when his career was first starting, he wrote a book called The Christmas Sweater. And it was sort of like a book on his life. And in that book, he tells a story about how his mother was killed in a car crash, which never happened. That will tell you how low of a scum this person is. He is the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Mr. Fake News. Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. Of course, he does love his sweaters, doesn't he? He likes to get that, who is the guy on public TV? Mr. Rogers. He likes that Mr. Rogers vibe going. He tries to get that going all the time. Thank you, Bob. You know, when we look at this election, and one of the things I think is unfortunate about this, I said after the election, I said, let's continue on and look at the specifics that Donald Trump, that we were talking about before the election. Let's make sure that we've got legitimate voters. Let's make sure that we don't open ourselves up to massive fraud by manipulation of voting machines, by manipulation of the vote totals. And, of course, we've had that type of thing happen. Let's make sure that we have the mechanisms in place to do an audit of an election, which we've had the Texas Director of Elections here shut down ever since he became the Director of Elections, to shut down the ability to do a recount if it's coming from one of these electronic voting machines. And so we said, let's take a look at this. Now is a time as victors that we can come in and say this. Look, we won the election, but we want to make the election more honest. Let's use that and not be accused of being sore losers. But what we've seen with Jill Stein is that she has focused on this in a way that is really delegitimizing the concerns about voter fraud, about election fraud. And that's one of the things that I'm most angry about with Jill Stein, is that she is giving a black eye to genuine efforts to try to correct the elements that have been put in that systematically invite fraud, whether it happens or not. She says, well, we think it might have happened. It's like, yeah, we think it can happen too. So let's do something about that. But instead she used it. She became a shill for Hillary. As I point out, Jill the shill went up the hill to carrying Hillary's water. She's fallen down now, okay? She's broken her crown. And she has the results of this is that she's delegitimized genuine concerns and real things that we should be doing to make sure that we have fair, honest, audible elections in the future. So she, I think, really abused that position there where she didn't really have any standing. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes. And can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. When I read my first pamphlet back in the early 80s of billions for the bankers, debts for the people, I was awakened of what the global agenda was. And just like anybody else, I kind of like fell asleep. And a good friend of mine gave me one of the Alex's CDs, and I listened to it, and I've been awake ever since. and I'm going to stay awake. And you know something? I'm actually from Northwest Indiana, which is a stone's throw from Chicago, which is probably the worst corrupt part of the state. You know, we have a bigger lead problem here than they do in Flint, Michigan, but you don't see anything that on the national news network and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, and I mean, the news media is really fake.
And you know, when you're talking about the problems that you got there being close to Chicago, I mean, you know how they've been involved in rigging the presidential election in the past or for JFK and so forth. That was what the Electoral College, part of what it's about. It's about making sure that we have a regional representation for everybody, that you don't have your vote if you live in outside of New York, Chicago, or L.A., that your vote is not completely eradicated by a dishonest, corrupt big city machine like we see in Chicago, where they can continue to pad the votes for weeks in favor of one candidate. That's what we don't want to have. That's why we have the Electoral College. But then we take it to the next level and we look at what these people are doing and say, hey, I'm here as an elector, so I need to be able to make that decision. It's like, we don't need them to overwrite the votes of the people on a state by state basis. If we had a multi-party democracy, and we had more than two candidates who had a chance of winning in this, then the electors, I think, should represent what the people of the state wanted them to do for at least one ballot, and then they could make a decision. But we've got a two-person election here. And so there's nothing for them to do other than be a rubber stamp for what the people said they wanted in an election. And so that's my concern. You're talking about Chicago, and I think it's Exhibit A of why we need an electoral college that takes this vote on a state-by-state basis. Do you agree?
Totally, and that's what I was trying to explain to my wife and stuff about the Electoral College and stuff like that, how people in large, corrupt cities can't overturn any election and stuff like that. We need the same system that we have right now with the Electoral College, and that's the best thing we have going right now.
Absolutely. And so we have a system, and as Donald Trump pointed out, he said, look, if we didn't have the Electoral College, I would have campaigned in only five states, and I would have campaigned differently under different rules. And see, that's one thing we should all pay attention to. We don't want to have a situation where instead of him campaigning in essentially 15 states, that would be narrowed down to only five states. See, that's why you want to have the Electoral College. But then the other part of it is the fact that the Democrats, when they don't get the results that they want, or the globalists, or Republicans as well, then they want to move the goalposts. They want to change the rules when they don't win. They're going to take their ball and they're going to go home. Let's go to, thank you, Mike. Let's go to Antoine in California. Go ahead, Antoine. Antoine, are you there?
Yeah, hello,
Antoine?
David.
Hey, how you doing? Go ahead.
I'm doing good. So I wanted to talk about, first, Donald Trump. I like to say you got to invest a lot in alternate media, a lot, because we have, I mean, that's all there is. The lies are us. And I think there's a lot of alternative media out there. There's a lot of stuff being taken over, censored. You need to basically replace it. It's very easy.
Think about the fact, Antoine, that the Senate just authorized the State Department to spend $180 million to put out their message to counter us. That's $180 million. I mean, how many colloidal silver do we have to sell at 50% off to equal $180 million? I mean, it's absolutely insane the amount of resources and money that they can throw out there to counter social media and what people are putting out there and putting out what to counter InfoWars. It's absolutely amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have an alternative platform. I use YouTube. It's called The Orbiter. I've seen a lot of stuff, and it's all aligning for right now. Some scary stuff. I say this week is pretty scary. I hope he can get past all this stuff with the 19th and stuff. And so I'd have to say, yes, there's stuff where a lot of conspiracies where people say that this year is very critical, and, you know, martial law could be called as Jade Helm was practiced. I heard they've been building, you know, from a conspiracy theorist got killed by piano wire. He said they've been building since 1993 Black Hawk helicopters for the year 2017, 26 of them a day, and with the budget of the underground budget. So I don't know what is going on, but I say just stay cautious and look at the alternative media, because it's a lot of good information.
And what is your YouTube channel again, Antoine?
The Orbiter. At YouTube,
see, you're going to be taken down. If they can take down InfoWars, they will take you down and nobody will notice. Because that's and they're going to have $180 million for starters. This is whenever they start a new program, okay, it always starts very, very small and then builds on that. So this is where they're starting, $180 million with the State Department to come out and seed money to the people who are friendly to the government, who will tell the government's side of things, who will never question the government's official story. No matter how absurd, no matter how much of an obvious lie it is, it will never be questioned. That's what they want. That's what I grew up with. I grew up with a situation where there were only three channels in NPR. We don't want to go back there, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to take your calls in this next segment. Folks, you have to understand, this is a global war now against free speech. Many people don't realize that the war on drugs was not something that was created by Richard Nixon in 1971. It was created by the United Nations in 1961. It is a worldwide agenda, just like Agenda 21 or the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability or this new attack on free speech. Now, the last day I was here, Friday, December the 3rd, I talked to Philippe LaRuth, a journalist, 61 years in Europe, with experience, 61 years of experience as a journalist. And, of course, he's been the head of multiple journalist trade organizations throughout Europe, and he is the sitting president of one of them. I can't remember the name of it right now. But he was talking about the fact that the European Parliament came out with the same sense that they needed to control the press from propaganda. And he said, well, what is propaganda? Who decides what propaganda is. Oh, the government will decide, of course. 1 week later, we had the U.S. House pass that. And then about 10 days later, we had them inserted into the NDAA Act, $180 million. And that's what we're up against, folks. $180 million to fight InfoWars, to fight Breitbart, to fight other people who are telling you the truth. They don't want you to hear the truth. And so when I look at this Christmas super sale special that we've now taken live at InfoWarsLife.com, I think it really ought to be called the 2016 Fight for the Life of Free Speech Sale, because that's what this is, folks. I mean, we try to offer you the very best prices on the very best products that we can. We've got discounts up to 50% off the site and free shipping site-wide. How much of this do we have to sell in order to counteract the $180 million of propaganda that's going to be coming out of the government? Okay, we've got Living Defense, 30% off. BrainForce Plus, 30% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 50% off. And free shipping store-wide. That's the way we fund our operation. That's the way we maintain our independence. We don't need $180 million to counter the lies of the State Department as long as we still are on the air. But we need your help to fund this operation, to get this microphone out there. So go to InfoWars Live, take a look at the 2016 Christmas Super Sale, because it really is a sale for your right to know. Your right to know the truth, your right to question authority. Authority that is going to now be propagandizing you actively and overtly, not just covertly. Let's quickly go to our other callers here. Taylor in Texas. Go ahead, Taylor.
Oh, hey, David. How are you doing?
Doing good. Very little time. Okay, go quickly.
So I'm a software engineer, and you guys were talking about the election earlier, and I asked for a paper ballot in Texas, and they denied me that option.
Yeah.
So, and I know how easy it is to hack into a computer system, and
absolutely,
I'm just a regular Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
And so if I can do that, I imagine what, like, government officials and other people with, like, higher background could, you know, possibly do to influence the election.
Like Homeland Security could do that, couldn't they? Somebody tried to do that in Georgia and elsewhere. Yeah, it's absolutely insane that we would do things to make our election vulnerable to fraud. And you and I both know, because of our technical background, that it is very easy to do that. Anybody that's on the internet knows how easy it is to have your computer hacked. If you want to look at the self-driving cars with all the electronic stuff in it, every year at the Black Hat Conference, they show you how they can take over a car and drive it into the ditch, or they can slam on the brakes, or they can slam on the accelerator. We need to understand the vulnerabilities that they're deliberately building into our infrastructure and into our elections. That's where the real concern needs to be, and I'm afraid Jill Stein has shut down a lot of that, given it a bad name. We need to come back, and we need to make our elections more honest and not less dishonest. That's it for today's show. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm David Knight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.